Blog Talk Radio.
Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. It's a brand new day. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. In the moment, in the silence, if you listen, you will hear all the answers to your questions. They suddenly appear. Have a little heart and soul. Let the angels take control. Let them help along the way. But you gotta have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart. Have a little heart and soul. Have a little heart and soul.
Well, hello, 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 everyone. We are here together tonight, and I hope you all are doing really well. I know this rapture thought sense or energy was very interesting, and I'm curious to hear what people felt about it, but I sure had gotten many calls about it, and one, they were all wondering whether the end was going to come and all that. And I think that the more you study the Earth's history, you get to see that we had a lot of changes, you know, throughout history, the dinosaurs and the Ice Age and all the big things that wiped out cultures, especially Egyptian cultures are gone, you know, and the Mayan as well. And so the Earth changes have been very important in our, in a sense, awareness of our longevity. You know, how long we will stay here is really up to the Earth, isn't it? And of course, up to the men who are controlling the bombs and the wars and whatever. So, but at a spiritual level, when I checked into this whole thing, I realized that the Mayan calendar is getting us ready for the changes that are coming. And when I checked into the Earth, it did feel like an unrest was really happening at a rapid pace. And so I'm not afraid. I think that we all have to just be smart. If we have a vibe or feeling that's telling us to stay home that day, please. And if I really get that we do have to be aware of some of the fault lines and where we're going to be going and feel into it. And that's really ultimately all we can do. And as we're getting ready, you know, are we ready? I mean, if it was the end of the world, what are you going to do about it, really? You know, but I really use that wonderful reminder to email all old friends that influenced my life. And it was very healing to sit down and to think about these people and how, if knowing them had changed my life in a positive way. So I wrote them letters. And they were very heartfelt letters and thanking them for being my friend throughout my life. And it really was an opportunity, and I hope everybody took this opportunity, to live their gratitude in the moment that they're in and to really get a chance to tell the people that you love them, that you appreciated them, that, you know, if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't have gone to school or you wouldn't have done whatever you did in your life. It was an opportunity. So in that, I thank whoever, you know, this man was that went on this vigil, you know, this great big campaign, in a sense, to let everybody know that the world was going to change on the 21st, I think that was. But, you know, the thing is, we are all changing. And I get that that's really the acceleration on a spiritual level. We are all changing, and we are reaching our potential, our spiritual potential, at a high, rapid pace right now. So if you are gifted and you are psychic and you are have been a medium for your whole life and you never told anybody, or if you're a reader and you never really read anymore, or you have a gift of music that can heal, or you are a great artist that can teach people to uncover some of the deep emotions they have, this is what you're here to do. That is really the calling that I get, that spirit is amping us up to get on the same page, all of us, you know, and use the gifts that you came in with as for helping others uncover, in a sense, their gifts, because that's all really you're doing. So I'm going to start taking callers and see how everybody's going. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? Hello? I would say a 619 number. Hello?
Hi. How are you?
How are you, sweetie? How are you?
Good, thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure. So what was your experience of the rapture? Did you have knowledge of it where you were? Because it was California. Okay, well, what did you think about it?
I actually didn't hear about it at first, and then all of a sudden people were talking about it at work, and I just kind of laughed and thought it was funny because I you know, I'm a Christian, I'm spiritual, so I believe that no man knows when the world is.
Yeah, yeah, that was true too, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
so.
Yeah, and I did realize that would, you know, if he was right, why wouldn't he have given all his money away?
Yeah,
supposedly
exactly.
Supposedly he had $70 million, this man, and you know, his, and so if you really believed that statement, that it was the end of the world, why would he have even a penny left, right?
You exactly.
Would have gone, yeah.
And then I just heard that he changed it. Now it's October 21st, not May 21st.
Oh, really? Okay. Well,
yeah.
But it was interesting because on that day, did you see that they had a volcano erupted? And they were trying to kind of relay that was the beginning of the rapture, beginning of the end, in a sense, of the shift and the change.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tornado just hit Missouri and killed over, 96 people or something like that. So, yeah, absolutely, we are getting, you know, in a sense, Earth changes, and we've noticed them ever since Japan. So these things are happening, absolutely. And this is the prediction, really, of what the Mayan calendar was about, if anyone, you know, had ever seen it. So anyway, so let's talk about you. So what can we do for you tonight? Was there anything particular you want to hone in on?
Basically, my life kind of in general as a whole, I've gone through a lot in my life and been divorced for almost a year now, but we've been separated for a long time. So I'm just wondering when things are going to start looking up as far as love. My finances have been struggling, kind of, and so I just want to know.
Okay.
You know,
let's see what these cards are saying then.
Okay.
All right, let me just shuffle them. Okay, the first card is Just Sing. I love that card because it really is about celebrating your life right where you are. And in the process of your celebrating it, you will draw into you the energy and the people, and maybe, and I feel like the person, because then the next card was to drop it. And when you drop something from, in a sense, your body or your etheric body, then what you're doing is you're letting go of what didn't work for you. You know, a pattern of picking a certain kind of man or a pattern of a certain thing. So it's telling you to drop it, to kind of look through new eyes about what's going to be coming to you. So maybe that's an indicator. And then it says, blow off some steam. So if you have been upset or uptight, you really want to get that out of your body so that it doesn't hurt you in any way, or it doesn't lead you to not taking care of yourself. Because sometimes when we have a lot of pent up worry or stress, we overeat, we overdo whatever we're not supposed to be doing. You know, the sugar sometimes comes up for us too. So it's really trying to tell you, if you blow up the steam, if you vent it and you talk about it and you write it in your journal and you burn it, you get rid of it, you will be lighter. And, then it says open your heart, which is really important, especially after a divorce. You know, it's like a lot of times we say we're open, but if we even have the slightest bit of wounding, even the slightest bit of, like, residual from that particular relationship, it may be the very reason a new one isn't coming. So do some work. You know, I'm sure you know how to do some work. Write down on a piece of paper. This is a real wonderful cleanse I recommend highly for the getting rid of old karma. Write down exactly every single thing that you've experienced throughout your life, not only your husband, throughout your life with men, okay, starting right from dad. Any disappointments, any feelings you had that you were holding, that men don't show up and they can't be relied on or they're not trustworthy, any of those things, put it on a piece of paper, okay? Really center and really tell your story on those papers. I mean, it could be a whole novel if you want to. When you're done, I want you to get a big bowl and I want you to light them on fire. And say to yourself, I release all this energy from my karma. And as it burns, I release this to the universe. And just say that. And it will, you all of a sudden, you will just feel like you're just clean. You're just completely cleaned up. And I really get that's important for you right now. So I know that's why it's coming up. And then it says look forward. So that's the next card after you do that work. And then it says, step away from the crowd. Now, that's a really important thing to do. When you step away from the crowd, it gives you an opportunity to kind of look at your life from perspective. You know, when you're in the crowd, it's really hard to see yourself sometimes, you know, because there's just too much influence going on. So when it says step away from the crowd, it's really trying to get you to reevaluate, to kind of get a hold of what and who you are again. Because when you first step out of a relationship, you do kind of have to find yourself again. You know, you have to figure out what you like to eat and what you really would like to do with and what TV shows you really like and all the things that, you know, women give away in a sense when they're in relationships. So this is a really, what it's showing me is it's really about, you know, relearning all about yourself again, you know. Mm-hmm. Let's see what it says. And then celebrate you. So there is a big part of you that you haven't celebrated in your freedom of being this new independent woman, you know? And the celebration is that you honor the journey that you just went on. And to me, that's really all you have to do is to look back and have some kind of perspective that says, oh, if I didn't marry him, I wouldn't have learned this about myself. Because every single thing, every relationship is a teaching relationship, you know? No matter if it puts you in the ground and steps on you, it's still a teaching relationship. It makes us grow, in a sense, up and out and expands ourselves in many avenues that probably we wouldn't have done if we didn't have that particular experience. So good, bad, or indifferent, I hate to put any names on it, but they're all, in a sense, teaching relationships. So this is really what it's trying to tell me, is that start to celebrate yourself. And I see a woman dressed up, and she looks like she's out, you know, and she's really taking care of herself. You know, she's in a very proud place in herself, you know, and that is good. And then it says stick with it. So stick with it. What they really are trying to say, the more that you get used to this, the more you get kind of more self-absorbed, self-centered, start to look at yourself, do what's best for you. And they want you to stick with it long enough. And then it says, now it does say you are, it says that you're a rebel. Now, rebel's an interesting thing, because I love that. That means that you do different things, that you have the, like somebody might, say, why do you have that red streak in your hair? You know, and you'll do it because you like to be different. You have you have your own sense of style, of uniqueness, and that's what they're trying to tell me, that that's who you are. And they really want you to stay with that, to not to conform, and then let go and flow. So when I see that, I really am getting a really nice vibe that everything in your life is moving along at a really beautiful pace. As for the partner coming up, let's see. See the light. That's interesting. See the light. There's two people in this card, which indicates that when you see your own light and when you start to do this work and celebrate yourself and get involved, then your light will be shining so that this spirit, this soul will see you. So it doesn't feel like it's going to happen, and it's going to happen within, I'd say, about 6 months. It feels like it's really, you know, a progress that you're going to be on. The summer is going to work out for you financially. I do see it. Just, it's a slow, you know, one foot step in front of the other kind of thing, but you're not going to have to worry, you know. It does feel like there is another position that's possibly coming up that will offer more money. That's what I'm getting. And but just good.
That is very.
So you may have to make a decision, but, you know, it's good. It's all going to be in a favorable kind of position for you. So absolutely, it's kind of, you did the hardest part is over. and that's really what Spirit is telling you. The hardest part is over. Now, you know, once you went through this divorce, once you did all this, now you have to learn from it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Now that's the biggest step. It's like, you know, you read the book, now you have to go out and do what you learned about it, you know? So that really is what they're trying to tell you, love, is that, you know, it is a hard thing. I mean, divorce is really a finishing up of a contract, a sacred contract. And I know that you might not have heard that, but, you know, a lot of New Age teachers talk about the sacred contract that we sign. And in a sense, it's like if your soul has evolved many times with another person, that once you are completed with that contract, then divorce happens or, you know, they pass on. So really what I see is that you just completed your contract with him. And that's a really good thing to know, that on a spiritual level, you don't have to keep coming back and doing this one over again. So it's good to know that one. All right, love?
You know, I really appreciate everything that you were just saying because it's true. I am not eccentric, but I'm different. I don't like to conform. And just the fact that I always feel that whatever life throws at you, you have to grow from and learn from. And mm-hmm. so it's always been a part of me. And so I really, like, I agree with everything that you've been saying.
Yeah. And this one really has a... you know, see the light indicates that your journey is going to be in the light. You know, you're going to teach what you have learned to other women. I almost see it like a ministry or some kind of, you know, therapist or something that's going to help others get through what you just went through. So your experience is never wasted, you know, and that's what I know about who you are. So I do know that, like, if I look at your spiritual, you know, energy, it's very big. And it knows it. You know what I mean? You know, some people don't know they're a really bright light. You do. And so the more that you get in touch with that light, the one that you really are, then nothing is going to affect you in any negative way. You know, it's really about getting hold of that and staying with it. Every single minute that you are aware of your light, you are more invested in it, it shines. It's like, you know, looking at a candle. Do you ever notice if you look at the candle, you just keep looking at it, it gets like bigger and bigger and bigger? You know, we used to do this candle meditation when I was younger, and everybody would look at the light, and as soon as everybody was just really looking, it would just start to grow and get longer. And it was really obvious to me that that is what the light inside of you does when you start to notice it and when you start to really embrace it and really work with it every time, every minute that you are alive. So what that means to me is that your light has the answer for you on what your purpose and what brings you joy, you know. So that's probably what that getting away from the crowd card was about, is to go off and find out what it is that brings you the joy. You might be a writer, you might be a great artist, or a good, it feels like you have music around you. I don't know, I keep singing. And
I was just going to ask you that, because I am a singer, and that's what I love to do, and that's what I want.
Yeah, I can see, my first card was sing, so I really got that that's who you are. So that is really an indicator to me that that's where they want you to focus your energy and your attention. And when you do that, you are going to get clearer and bigger and, in a sense, be noticed so that you can do what you love, you know? And that one might be where the money... It felt like a situation that was going to bring you more money, so that might be where it's coming, is that you'll be singing or doing something other than what you do during the day, you know? So it'll bring you some extra money, and you'll enjoy it. So I see good things. It's only good things, really, because, you know, to me, we create our own, you know, reality. But if we have the, in a sense, the essence of who we are always present in our mind, in our hearts, then nothing is really going to be wasted, the time, you know, spent on it. So, yeah, keep singing. Absolutely. You know?
That's so good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, love. Have a wonderful day. All right, night.
Good night.
Bye-bye, sweetie. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. It's a 786 number. Hello? Hello, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello? I think they went away from the phone. All right. Well, we'll just take the next caller. We'll go back to that one. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? It's a 917 number.
Oh, goody. It's me. My name is Sheena.
Hi, Sheena. How are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, good. How did the rapture go for you?
I didn't hear anything about the end of the world until...
you didn't? Until it was over, huh?
Everyone was talking about it, and then I got a little chuckle out of it.
Oh, I know. It was really funny because I was getting calls and people were like, is it really going to happen? I'm like, no. But I said, why don't we use this as an opportunity, you know, to do some, to, you know, go back and to say, you know, your thank yous to those who affected your life, you know. Actually, that's what I did. So it was very instrumental. I always think that everything is showing us how to live in that moment, that if it was your last, then you'd be happy about it. You know, that's all I know. So I was really kind of amused by that teaching. So let's do some readings for you. What is going on? You have any one particular...
I would say that I'm really sure it got a lot of people to think that, you know, had it been the end of the world, is this the way that I would have wanted to live my life or end my life or whatever?
Yeah.
It was probably a profound moment for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Reading-wise, I want to ask about career, but I feel like spirit is, you know, there's no timing there. They're going to let me know what I'm supposed to do because I recently quit my job. So I'm just going to forget about that and ask about love instead.
All right. Let's see what they say. Okay. Oh, well, look forward. It's the first card. So that's good. And then this is funny. I did shuffle the card 3 times, and the same card came up again, step away from the crowd. Which is a good indicator that when you're trying to find anything, is your chance to kind of do some soul searching and ask the questions of what exactly you really like to want to be involved with. So, and then it feels like to me that the person that you will be meeting is around you, and I feel like it's through somebody who... I'm picking up on this energy that this person knows this other person. So it's kind of a friend of a friend. And
okay.
I feel like you're in a group setting when you do meet, and I feel like a very comfortable, loud laughter and lots of, you know, warm feelings going back. And so you kind of hang out in this new group, and that's when you'll get to know this person. And it feels like it's going to be a friendship first and then turn into... you know, a little more of a relationship. But it's going to go slow. It doesn't feel like a wham-bam kind of thing to me. It feels like you're going to really get to know the person and really admire them and do things together that you like, you know, and that's going to build this really great relationship. And then this third card was get over yourself. Now, that one just means to me is that don't take yourself so seriously, you know. It's when we start to really believe what we think about ourselves. It's just trying to remind you to kind of just, like you said, go with the flow and say yes instead of no. And, like, I'm real proud that you did leave your job because it didn't feel like that was the right appropriate thing for you to do. And then it says spread the light. So, in a way, you are a light worker. When I see that, I know that's who you're meant to do. That's what you're meant to do. So, if you're not doing that kind of work, it might be something you could look into. And that could be doing light work, Reiki work, massage, you know, hypnotherapy, anything where you would be helping somebody find their light and spreading yours in a sense. So that could be an avenue of teaching that you might want to look into.
You know, it's so funny that you said that because I recently, a couple months ago, I was Reiki 1 certified, and I really think, honestly, that's what changed my life. I don't know. I just heard this word, and all of a sudden, I was attracted to it, and I was obsessed, and I was researching, and I went to get it attuned. And then nothing that I thought was important to me, like, I had a great job, and I'm like, I need to keep this job because I need money and I need the security and it makes me look good. I'm looked at in high esteem in my family, and all of a sudden that didn't matter to me. Certain things didn't matter to me. Like, it just fell by the wayside. All these ideas and thoughts that I had about myself,
mm-hmm.
it wasn't there anymore. And I kind of would love to do this full time, but you know, I get the impression that this is not something that can be done full time. So I don't know. I'm just going to wait for.
No. I've been a body worker for almost 30 years. So, and I only did that. So no, don't think that. That's wrong thinking. I saw 10 people a day. I was a teacher, and so absolutely you can do it as a lifelong, you know. Purpose. I kind of think when you find your purpose, that's when you know when you're on it. It doesn't. You just don't even feel like you're working. You know, it feels like you're doing what you
work. I'm so passionate
about like work,
it.
Right? So that's when you know you're supposed to be doing that kind of work because you're doing what you love. And I do see you maybe starting a service or a volunteer service to just maybe with breast cancer patients or using your Reiki to help them. So what you could do is contact the women's you know leagues in your area and see if you could say, you know, I'd like to volunteer my services. So what you start to do is do the work and do the work and see how it is and how many is appropriate for you to do a day. And then through your work being so profound, that's how you start to get and build a practice, you know, because they'll tell people. They'll say, that was the most awesome experience I ever had, and that's how you start your work. So, or you can do a minimal fee of like $20, you know, for the first Reiki session or something like that.
For free, but I got to eventually pay.
I know, you want to pay the bill. And I really do believe that people want to reciprocate. So money is their way to reciprocate. When you give something away for free, they don't seem to take it as seriously or they're not as invested in the healing as if you even charge $10. So, I think charging is a problem. I just got that clear. Nope, that'll tell her charge. All right, so absolutely charge. But I do see you doing this, and that's why that card came up. And that's what Get Over Yourself is about because it's right after that. So getting over yourself is just that, right? What you just said to me, that I don't think it could happen, that's getting over yourself. That is not stopping the possibilities of this new and wonderful endeavor that you're doing by your old self thinking. That's what get over yourself really means. So I see why they put those two together. So for me, I really get that. I want you to hear that what you can do is absolutely make a living and do what you love. So, you know, take the Reiki. If you did Reiki 1 already, take the 2. Get, you know, go all the way up to 3 if you can. If, you know, it might be costly, so maybe you can spread it out. But at least do what you learned. You know, keep doing it. And,
I do it. And I just wanted to tell you that the breast cancer thing, actually volunteered for this. I thought I was going for an interview for this volunteer service, youcanthrive.org, which is amazing. It's not for profit and it's free for women going through, you know.
Oh, really? Okay.
cancer, breast cancer, you know, and going through reconstructive surgery. It's an amazing place where they do massages, reflexology, Reiki, and everything, like aromatherapy. And that I'm learning so much over there. So it's just amazing that you said that.
That's where I saw you doing it. So good. Okay. Well, then you were totally in the right place, because if I'm seeing it and there it is, then you are not not doing what you're supposed to do. So the question really is to trust where you are, and not, and just to be really invested in where you are, you know. And if you start looking somewhere else for anything, like another job, then what you do is you actually are taking the energy away from what you're doing. So to me, it's more about looking more deeply into the Reiki work, into the energy work, and do it. You know, every day you commit to, you know, doing two treatments or one treatment a day, just so that you keep doing it, okay? So I get that you are going to be, you know, wonderful at this, and it's going to bring you an income, and it's going to be what you love. So just trust that. And if I, you know, could say that, it's here, it's more here than not. You're already doing it, so it doesn't feel like you have too far to go, you know? It just is that old thinking that you have to get rid of, you know?
Yes.
The old thinking that was the corporate thinking or the 9-to-5 job thinking, and be your own boss about this, because that's what you're going to be. You're going to have your own business.
I am. You know? Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Much love, sweetie. Good luck with it. I know you're going to do well. I do. I can see it.
Yeah.
All right, sweetie. Have a good night, love. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hi. Who am I talking to? This is 917. Hi, Vicky. How are you?
Yes. I'm doing good. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything?
Mike? Yes, I have a question. Right. I'd like to know what growth you see happening in my relationship in the coming months, say in the summertime. Anything stand out?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Oh, first card, turn on the lights. And then have fun. Hmm. All right. And then it does say turn back and stick with it. All right. So what I'm getting is that you will be going through, or you are in a sense going through, a lot of ups and downs within this relationship. And so it does say stick with it, though, which is the last card. So I'm really getting that. Right now, it's, you're not sure. It's going up. It's going down. It's in and out, you know, all that stuff. But stick with it, in a sense. Stick with your focus on that you see him and you, you know, in this loving embrace and loving relationship. So just keep that as your 2-point, you know, just you right here, him, and just see what it is that you'd like it to turn out to be, you know, a relationship mm-hmm. that's based in love and marriage and commitment and joy and fun. Okay?
Yeah.
See that.
Well,
just pinpoint yourself to that vision, okay? And in the process, it doesn't feel like it's going to happen right away to me. I'm almost getting a year before. It feels like he's not around. I'm not getting that he's here. I'm feeling like...
Yeah, it's a long distance. You're absolutely right.
Mm. So if that's the case, you know, it's just going to have to work itself towards that inevitable we have to be together, you know, point. But it's just, it's not there yet. So I see it like taking about a year before that really does happen, where you finally just decide that you're going to be together. So it does say stick with it. So I like that. It really gave me a good vibe that it's on your side, you know. The universe is on your side that this works out for you.
Wow.
And that's good. I mean, so, it may just be a little, you have to be patient with this one, you know. And I know that's not easy when they're long distance.
Yeah, I mean, I it's not like a cyber thing. I definitely met him the first time I've known him. I met him in 06, and I just, you know, I'm looking of more of like a commitment, obviously, and I feel like it's going to that route, but... Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there'll be an engagement, like maybe like in the summer, him meeting my family? Do you pick up any of that?
Well, if in a year you can finally get together, then I think yes, absolutely. Then if you stick with it, I think it's really telling me that the longer you stick with it and just stay, you know, patient with this particular thing, then it will work out. But it's going to take a bit of time, you know. It's not going to be in the framework that you might be wanting it to, but it does feel like a year before that could happen, you know, that he will finally get on the same page of you and say, okay, what are we doing? Let me, you know, let's get together. He's going to have to move, you know, all that's going to happen, or you're going to have to go there. And it feels like I'm seeing a lineage kind of thing, like, you know, you're going to have to please the parents and, you know, all that stuff, you know. So it does feel like that's going to be a bit of it, too. So that's why it's going to take a little longer, you know what I mean?
Oh, it's going to take a year up to a year, correct?
Yeah, it feels like a year before you would actually be able to say you are really a couple, and that it's moving in that forward direction, okay? But
okay.
In the meantime, it says stick with it. So I think it has the vibe. The vibe is it's going to happen, but it's going to take a while, you know? Yeah.
When you see the word stick with it, like, are you doing cards?
I am doing cards that give me,
how,
you know.
How cool.
A vibe.
And the card that you picked up
says,
that stick with it?
Stick with it, yeah. So.
What's the name of the card?
The cards are Sonia Sharkett's cards.
Okay, and they actually have words?
Yeah, they have words, and so I use them as like more of a, you know, giving me a if what I'm seeing is correct, then it gives me the kind of energy that's like an anchor, so it keeps me, you know, focused on a scene. So that's why I use the cards, because it really helps me be guided in a sense by spirit. But yeah, I really do see, and I do feel that you are still in the process of finishing up things like school and just kind of you know being where you are. And to me, that's what they really want you to do, is, you know, get serious about yourself, and all else will come to you. It really will.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
really
you.
Well, okay, best. Blessings, sweetie.
Okay.
Bye. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Well, I think you picked me up already. I was just listening.
Oh, all right. Let me go. I said, okay. Hi, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? 573.
Hi, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just I'm studying animal communication, and just started researching and studying animal readings and angel readings and angel therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering what you see in both those fields for me, and if you see professionally starting anytime soon.
Yeah, sure. Let me change my deck then. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll change my deck to my angel cards. All right. So let's see. All right. Perfect timing. Oh, well, absolutely. Okay. And then it says, be honest with yourself. Okay. And then see only love. So when be honest with yourself is coming up or in your world, it just is an indicator that there's some kind of situation that is asking you to really be honest. And it could be relationship or work related, or a family member, you know, just a really maybe setting boundaries that if you set them, then you are seeing only love, but you're letting people know that you can't come this close. You know, this is as close as you're going to get to me, and any closer is not okay. So when I see that, I really get that is important for you to set some boundaries.
Depression really bad with my relationship. So.
Okay. Then that's what it's about. To see only love. When you see only love, then you can heal it from that place, but you're putting it far enough away that you can see it. So really what it's clearing up is don't let them get so invested in your etheric body or your spiritual sense that you can't be free on your own. You know, when I do a meditation or a clearing, I always see the person, and then I ask them to take out from their etheric body, and I start pulling people out of etheric bodies. And sometimes they've got 10 or 15 people. They've got their mother, their father, their brother.
Everybody's
inside of this person, so that person doesn't have that space, in a sense, to be free and to be, the, in a sense, the vehicle that they need to actually be have that freedom about them, you know? So
okay.
it's coming in like that to me. So I would say just look at that piece for yourself. It does say family. Okay, yeah. So family, be honest, and see only love. And that is really the only way you can do this, is to see only love, but to be honest with what it is that you know you need to do. And that usually is to do less than more.
No. Okay.
All right? Because, I mean, I think what happens is we do too much on even a spiritual level, and we start doing their work for them, you know, because we're caring people and we're concerned and we're loving. So sometimes we take on some of their own spiritual work that they should be taking on themselves. So check into that one, okay?
Okay.
And then it does, oh, yeah, and then have confidence. Okay. So there, we're going to go back into the reading. So have confidence in your readings and know that, yeah, absolutely, they will be guiding you.
Okay.
About how to do it. And then the fourth card was daydream. So daydream about the name of your, you know, if you don't have a name yet of your show, or if you're going to do a show, or if you're going to, you know, daydream about where you could go, about doing it psychic fairs, or, you know, setting up, like, you know, house readings for at a friend's house, or just start doing your work. And that's really what it's trying to tell you. And then fresh air. When I say fresh air, they really are really just reminding you to take the breaks, to go out and to be in nature, to really get filled up with, in a sense, for, you know, the energy of the air, you know, taking the deep breaths in, doing yoga, all that. When fresh air shows up, it's really about releasing yourself of stress that way, you know.
Okay.
So if you're in an area that has, you know, walks, go for the walks or hikes or whatever. So it's really reminding you to do it. And then it does say the ocean. So if you're near the ocean, I see fresh air and the ocean right together. So I would say if you are near it, do it. If you're not, maybe that's where you can go. Some people really connect to the ocean as a place of getting them their head straight, you know. So it really will help kind of clear away anything that's going on in the way of life. And then it says play. So I like that one. To me, that is about what we're doing here. We're playing with the angels, you know. We're playing with the energy that they're giving us, the information, and we really are playing, you know. We're letting the angelic realms, because to me they are very playful when you feel into them, you know. They love music, and they love dancing, and they love bright colors and all that. To me, that is the angelic realms that I've always worked with and seen. So play is about lightening up the vision of can I do it, to yes, of course, they're going to give me the information, you know, that I need. Yeah, and then I do see, you know, I mean, I know you probably already know this, but it really is just about doing it at this point, you know.
Do you see when I will be, when you think I'll be ready professionally to, like, consider it a business?
Well, just tell me the 24th. I just heard June 24th. So June 24th. Okay, that's what they just told me.
Okay.
So I've been pretty close, pretty accurate number. I was like, all right. June 24th.
You have to have
that's
a date. There you
said.
Are. Okay.
June 24th. Then. So something will be happening, possibly on
something.
June 24th,
okay.
That you're going to be reading, and you're going to say, I can do this. This is fun.
Cool.
And then you're going to just start to do it. And that's really ultimately what you have to know. Most of the work you're going to be doing is really going to be kind of channeled energy. That's what it feels like to me. And the cards are really just going to be a vibe that you're going to get that helps you, that helps you move into the energy that you're feeling. But it's really you, because you have the sixth sense that you've always had, and that you know that. So you're going to be using the cards just to use your sixth sense, in a sense, your seventh sense, to have this be a vehicle that helps people. Because the cards, for me, are just really fun, and they give me a direction to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought about using that as just,
and that's what I get you're going to be doing. So you could use the cards, or you don't have to. You could be with it. And that's what I get. Like, somebody could give you a piece of clothing from somebody, and you could just
so it wouldn't matter what. Yeah, I got you.
It doesn't
matter. Do you see the angel cards in conjunction at all with the animals, the animal communication.
Yeah, you know, this is all about that, though. The more you get sensitive to the angel cards, the way that they're, the messages, the more you're going to get clear on the messages of the animals that they're going to be giving you. Because it's all on the same frequency, you know.
Right.
So if I was, you know, when I do the matrix energetics, I mean, that's part of my new work that I just studied. And they have 21 dimensions. The matrix works with 21 levels. And in each level is where different things happen. So, you know, psychic intuition, mediumship, you know, guru energy, you know, all like love, angelic realms are on different levels. They talk about them. And so what I get is that it's the frequency that you have to start to tune yourself into. So level 17 is the frequency.
Oh,
of the medium or the intuitive. So if I say to you, I know your matrix around you knows what level 17 looks like, and you don't. I mean, you might say, okay, if I say go to 17, all of a sudden you're in 17, and that's where you read from, and that's where you see from. So really, what it is just getting your frequency used to going to 17 at when you want it to, and that's all you have to get confident about. You know what I mean?
I understand that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I get that, yeah, absolutely. When you are with the animal, you go to 17, you pick up on the vibe, you hear what they're trying to say, the messages that they're... And so, really, it's just about tuning in at a quicker and easier pace for you to get good at this. That's all I see. So June 24th, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. That's great. Yeah. What's the name of your website?
Heart and Soul Holistic.
And
yeah, we have a show. This is a show. We have this show, and then I'm also on the Cosmic Tara tomorrow night from 7 to 9, too. So, yeah. But
thank you so much.
Thank you, love. Have a wonderful day, and let me know how it goes. Maybe you can come on my show and do readings.
That would be wonderful.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to? 407 number? Hello? Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. 407. Hello? 407-968? Nope.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. My name is Karen. I'm calling from Orlando.
Hi, Karen. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I wanted to get a reading regarding, I've lost my job, and I've been online looking, but haven't been successful in finding anything, and I'm kind of looking for something that, you know, I want to do that I'd be happy doing, and I'm kind of wondering if something's going to come through soon or
okay, let me see
if I'm just supposed to take it easy or
let's see what they're saying. Okay, hold on, I think I'll use my old deck. Okay. All right, reach out. Well, that's what you're doing, right? So you're trying to figure it out. And then it says create. And when I see this card create, it is somebody who is actually creating something from nothing. So it's like your creative nature, you're one that can get an idea and put it into writing and, you know, make a book out of it or get, a beautiful flowers and make a beautiful bouquet out of something that is nothing. So that's the create energy that it's giving me, that you have a lot of creative energy. That is really what, and then it says rise and shine. So what that means is it's a new thing for you that is coming your way that is about using your creative ability.
Okay.
All right. And then it says put others first.
I've been doing that.
Yeah, when you put others first, that would indicate that it's a service type of job. You know, it's caring for people. It's, you know, helping them organize or shop or, you know, make their life better when you put others first. And this person is actually playing with them. So it's bringing joy in putting someone else first. So your job would be to help. And, you know, in a sense, that would bring, and then say thank you.
Okay.
Now, saying thank you just means that you're quite aware of the journey that you've been on, and you're thankful for where you are at this very moment. That, it, you know, the journey took you so that you'd have to help, you know, it feels like you felt you came to help, and then because you had the open heart to do this, you're helping. You know, so there is a lot of thankfulness around you for people to be thanking you and for you to be thanking them. Mm-hmm. So it's a break, you know, in a sense, when you say thank you, you are giving the universe a high five on giving you the break that you needed, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you can look at it that way, then you will start to get the answers to the creative energy. And then it says it's not an emergency. And what I see is it's, you know, a person lying in a hospital bed. So there could have been an issue, a health issue that you were dealing with around you or you yourself. And it says it's not an emergency. So it could have been just what was going on, and it will pass. So that kind of thing.
Okay.
And then it says reclaim your art. So that keeps coming back, man. That
reclaim
is totally
my art.
Your art, yeah. Then this is a person taking down a guitar. And so there is like a musician inside of you, or someone that loves to do something that maybe you'd like to do when you were a kid. So it's really saying to reclaim that part of yourself, the artist, the creator, the writer, the dancer, you know, all the things that made you have fun when you were a kid. And then it does say stop. So stop is just to really be right where you are now. So I really get that. The immediate future is here and now. So the reason that you're there in Florida is important. So they really want you to be very present for why you're there.
Well, that's ironic because I lost my job. I ended up moving back home mm-hmm. to my parents. Mm-hmm. And I was going through a lot of health issues because of the stress of the job. Mm-hmm. And then also I came home to help because my father has emphysema and my mother's been a caretaker and she's exhausted.
So you are already being of service. That's why it says stop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't worry about it. You are doing what you're supposed to do. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So don't, and, you know, and you wanting, I'm sure, and you wanting to get paid and get money in and all that.
Yeah,
I can hear that feeling, you know. But just know on a spiritual level, you are in service, and they are thanking you and, you know, for helping them. That was what that thank you is about. And that is also what you can be, just thanking them for giving you this opportunity to get
well. It was a blessing for me
to get healthy. To get healthy. and not be hurting. So, you know, it's good to know.
You know what type of creativity, though, whether it's writing.
I felt like I saw you typing and writing. Are you a good writer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. That's what I see you doing. Like, I actually see, if I gave you a manuscript, you could go through the whole manuscript and you could, you know, circle everything that was misspelled and tell me exactly how to put it in a better way. And it feels like you have that kind of brain that is good with that. And so I would look into, you know, taking a course in writing or in editing. And
editing.
I could see you doing that for sure. And maybe
I was an accountant and I hated
it. Oh, okay. That's the brain I'm picking up on here then. Well, so you'd be very, very good at editing. Yep. You'd be awesome. And
maybe
it would
I
be
need
fun.
To try to find jobs that I can do editing, maybe work from home.
Absolutely. There are always, you know, if you have contacted newspapers, you know, sometimes they need them there, or, you know, local paper, or, you know, book. I mean, even like some organizations that do, like, they do, like, every, you know, monthly issue magazines. They use editors.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, absolutely, you could be doing this for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see any type of going back to school or anything?
Well, I would say you will need some training in this to actually be able to be considered, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So if you could go to a college, if it's one nearby, like a night school or something, in that field, I think you will be, you know, you'll just have a couple of classes under your belt. So at least when you go for the job or apply for the job, they'll look at you, you know, because
okay.
you have. Yeah, but I get that that's what you're supposed to do. You'd be so great at it. You can do it at home. You don't have to go anywhere particular. They'll send you the manuscripts. You just edit them. It would be fun for you. You know, it fits. It fits you, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I see. You know, and as for creative, that is creative. And I see that you're actually pretty good with your hands in creating things. Like
uh-huh.
if I gave you a piece of clay or something like that, you could do it. You have a very good hand-eye coordination. So things like that you could do, absolutely. Yeah. And
it's
these
just
are
the, I've been
this
so
is,
analytical
yeah.
for so long. It's hard for me to get back into the creative mode.
Well, I think that would be fun then. I mean, it's just something that you'd say, gee, I'd always wanted to do that. That's really what they're trying to do, is just to shake your comfort zone up a little bit and get you going.
Uh-huh.
And then Bennett, the last one is be courageous. Your last card was be courageous. So be courageous means to step out of the comfort zone of what you normally do and try something different. And just go for it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know,
okay.
If you wanted to take the salsa class, do it. If you want to, you know, to get your body moving and to get to also meet new people, I feel like there's a gentleman around you that you will be meeting who's who's dancing. And
oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, I do. And so if there's some type of dance class or something like that, take it, okay?
Okay.
Because I feel like there's a gentleman there that you know, will be so happy to have a partner, you know, and that you'll become friends. Yeah.
Okay. Is that soon?
I think so. It feels like I'm really getting, like, if you saw something in the paper about a dance or a salsa dance or, you know, whatever you'd like to do, even ballroom dance, just go, okay, because that is where you will be meeting a nice group, and it feels like a group of people that you really you'll click with and have a lot of fun with.
Oh,
you know?
Great.
Yeah.
I could use that, too.
I know. You should. You need to get out there.
Been too serious too long.
I know, and that's where they have fun and the lighten up and nothing to worry about. They're really trying to tell you it's all good. It's all going to be fine. But you have to do some of the work and trying to get yourself out of the comfort zone of just being around home, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So just do that for yourself, and it will be fine.
Well,
right,
thank you, Patty.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it. Many blessings to you.
Blessings to you. Let me know how it goes.
And
right?
I wanted to mention, I hope that everybody prays for the people in Joplin, Missouri.
Oh, I know. I have been. Every time,
yeah.
I mean, I had, we were praying for the Arkansas people. They were over 300 people just about a month ago. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, so, yeah. Yeah. It's just been, yeah, and you know, I still feel for Japan too. I mean,
me too.
I really do. Yeah, I know that the planet is going through so much, and I know that there will be, you know, lives lost, and it's sad, the thought of that. But
well, hopefully, it'll make the world more aware of people and things around them rather than material things, and for people to come together and help one another.
I know.
So,
well, I feel that. That's my vision, too, that I keep seeing that people are getting it, that, you know, if you have two shirts, three shirts, give one away, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we have so much stuff, you know, we really do. If we could just, you know, think about it. My guru only had two outfits his whole life, one that he wore and one that was, you know, being laundered.
One washed.
And that's
it.
That's all he owned. And I thought to myself, wouldn't that be easy? You know, it'd be so easy. You're never, like, always, you know, taking care of your stuff. Because the more stuff you have, the more time you have to do to take care of it all, you know. So,
well, more complicated life.
Yeah.
Too.
I think that the lightening up, the letting go, the becoming kind of more self-contained where what you have is really what you need is really happening on many levels, you know. And
well,
so,
when I lost my job on April 1st, I, rather than pay for a high storage payment,
mm-hmm.
I donated all my furniture, and I had a two-bedroom apartment to Salvation Army, and my furniture was virtually new.
Wow.
And because I didn't want to have to pay a $400 storage payment.
Mm-hmm.
So, and actually, they called me and thanked me. And for 2 days, I cried my eyeballs out because it was like it took me, you know, years to accumulate what I had after my divorce, but
mm-hmm.
once the shock of it was over and it was finally gone, and basically I only put my bed in a couple boxes in storage, I felt pretty liberated.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I realized then that I didn't have, you know, all that stuff holding me back, and I virtually could go anywhere I wanted to and start over, and really, I don't really want that much accumulation anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just ties you down. So,
wow.
I know everybody's different, but...
No, I think everybody, you know, when it's gone, once it's gone, I think they feel that way. But it's just letting go is what most people
uh-huh.
have the hardest part time with, you know. I'm a real like get rid of it kind of girl. I have it. I'm not wearing it. Get rid of it, you know. And so I have bag. I'm looking at a bag right now of clothing that I've looked. You know, if I don't wear it in like 2 months, I give it away. And so I always have bags of clothes because I just do. I don't, and so my neighbors get them, and I call my friends up who I know, or, you know, who just don't have a lot of money for stuff, and I'll call and say, "You want to go through my clothes?" Oh yeah, thank you. You know, so it's like shopping, you know, and so I really get that it makes me happy to give things that I normally would have been just looking at, hoping to lose the 5 pounds or whatever, and you know, or you know, whatever reason you don't wear something, and I really
well
get
it allows new to come in for you.
Yeah,
too, right?
absolutely. You said it, and as soon as I let it go, I feel like I've got space, I've got room, I can breathe better. Everything happens. So I get that's with everything, too, especially if you came from where it was a marriage and that stuff represented that old life. So when you get rid of that, you really are clearing that karma away from you, too, you know, that
yeah.
energy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. Well, thank
maybe
you so much.
Maybe the world is just telling us all to lighten up a bit and appreciate what we have and share what we have. So.
Yeah. Yeah, there should be, and you know, there should be no one in America starving.
No.
That is just ridiculous when you can go to these buffets that, you know, especially I live in the casino area where they throw away pretty much all the stuff they don't even use at the end of the day. And if there is anyone starving in the world, shame on these people. And I heard Las Vegas finally started donating their old foods. Yeah, I was watching a documentary about it, and they started to bring over their food to these homeless shelters because there's like a lot of homeless people in Las Vegas.
Especially now with the...
Yeah, especially now. So I really like that the big corporations are seeing how much we waste, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the whole reality. I get you. You're right. You know, if the gas prices go up, and then, you know, the trucking gets more expensive, then people will probably, you know, not be frivolously ordering things that they don't need, you know, because it will be too expensive for all that to happen. So they'll be getting more what they really, really, really need than what they just might like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do think it will limit our spending, which is probably a good thing. You know, we don't need it. We just don't.
Yeah, get back to basics.
Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up because I think
well,
that's
thank
a real,
you.
Thank you, love. And let me know how it goes. And I really do know that you will be going back to school to learn something new. So keep your eyes open for courses.
I will.
All right, love. All right.
All right. Thanks, Patty. Bye.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to?
Hello.
Hi.
This is Pooja.
Hey, Pooja. I was thinking of you.
Awesome. I caught you right on time.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
I think it's going well. I guess that's why I called, to
mm-hmm.
see how it is going.
See how it's going or to see
yeah.
what is going. Yeah, all right, let's see.
See what's going on.
No, reach out. It's interesting. I shuffled and that card came back. Okay. And then create. Oh, that's I'm going to do it again. All right. Yeah, so get, and then it's funny, I keep pulling, you know how the same night you see pull the same cards, but create, get over yourself came up. And I can, you know, see that there's a side that we live in the new place that we're in, and then sometimes we go into the old way of seeing things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this kind of represents. As if there's a voice in you that's saying, "This is when's this going to happen? How come it's not happening? Is it, you know, why is it not taking this long? You know, all that kind of stuff." That it's really trying to say, "Get over that. Don't do that
okay.
to yourself." Yeah,
okay.
But yeah, and then turn on the lights. And pretty much that's the only way you're going to be able to see. So turn on the lights. Now this one, turn on the lights, has two people in it.
Oh.
And it does look like. Yeah. All right. And then invest in your spirit, which you are doing, and then have fun. So it is interesting. So and maybe what they're showing me is that there will be something that you'll be doing with this partner that is in a heart-based way. So it's investing in your spirit. So it's like a course or class or something that is going to bring this energy together, you know. And so it could be the gentleman that you work with. And then it says have fun. So I'm really getting that it's coming pretty close to you. The moving in that direction, you know?
Yeah, I think today was a big step forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's really what I wanted to ask you is how do you see things happening? Because it's so interrelated, like business and
I know
that kind of...
this is what I see, Pooja. I see that, just saw this time where he says to you, I see him saying, you want to go get something to eat or go for dinner? And you go, oh, yeah, okay. And then that's where it begins, when you're outside the office. And
something happened today.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And it was completely synchronous. And I got the feeling to skip lunch and go just go to the office and put my stuff down and then leave the office and get lunch. And so on my way out, he came out and he goes, okay, well, I'll be right back. I haven't eaten yet. I'm going to get something to eat. And
mm-hmm.
So it was perfect timing. And so I didn't even think about it. I was just like, oh, well, you want to go together?
Oh,
that's
okay.
What I said.
Here we are.
It wasn't him who said it. And so
uh-huh.
I'm just... I don't know. So you
that's
see him
right.
saying...
So there you go. That was what I kept seeing. This is this open door kind of thing where you guys went out of the office and had a time together kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which
very
is
platonic.
Yeah.
Very,
but that's
very
the beginning. That's the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I do get him asking... I do see him asking you to say, hey, why don't you go get dinner? And so I get that that's going to start to happen. And so just like you asked him, he's going to ask you. So I get that that's going to start to happen. And the more that happens, the more you will start to get to know him personally, you know, and not just a working thing. And he is a cautious one. He really is.
It's kind of good because I get scared really quickly.
Yeah, oh, he's so cautious that you're going to get a little, well, when are you going to, you know, kind of thing. You know? But it's good because when he does make up his mind to do something or he really feels it, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's not one to just jump into things. So that's the good part of this because it won't be a fleeting thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's going to be based in a lot, you know, a lot of knowing each other, you know. And that's why it will work. That's why you could, you know, when things are based and you have had, like, you have a lot of roots that are go for, because time is roots to me. And that's what I keep seeing around you too, that you're going to be together, you know, this is a forever kind of thing. So you are building the first stages of the roots, you know, and they're going down deep and you're getting to know and appreciate and sometimes be frustrated with each other, all that. And so it's all happening, you know, the real relationship that bases forever, you know. And so I get that's why it's going to work for you. I really do. So I wouldn't think that it's going to be that long before you know, you know. The summer feels right for me, you know.
Yeah, I think it's moving along. I think today.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that, you know, hey, you want to go get, yeah, I do feel he's going to ask you for dinner and then you're going to go for dinner. And it will feel more like a date, you know, where you can talk and, you know, kind of give each other the vibes that you're both interested, you know. Because the work, it's not easy, you know.
And I think that's what he's kind of worried about, too.
Yeah.
Work related.
Yeah.
And,
you know, he is, and that's why I see such a cautious guy. Because that's we're all around that, you know. And I do see that's why you're gonna get mixed messages where he's going to seem really, you know, and then he's going to back off. And then he's going to, you know. And so you may feel that. But don't be fooled by it because I know he's very interested, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he just has to think it's a good thing. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He has to know that it won't ruin the working relationship and, you know, make it uncomfortable, you know, he's going to have to believe in it too a little bit more, you know. But I really do see this happening. I do.
And you see it being a good thing?
I do, yeah, yeah. I mean, I even see a child. I really do, around you guys. So I just know that if you just let it go and just kind of be light and open about it and don't think about it, it's just going to move along, you know. And probably by December, you know, you will really have a clear knowing that you guys are really interested big time, you know.
It's going to take until December.
Yeah,
to
I know,
work.
I know. That's really, it's not going to be a clear thing. You know, you're going to get the vibes, and they're going to go up and down, and you're not going to know where to put it, you know what I mean, in your life. You're going to say, is this really, I mean, you know, what is it? Is this a working relationship? Are we really into each other? It's just going to be a lot of play in there for a while. So, but you will know for sure by December. That, you know, you guys are committed, okay?
That's forever.
I know, I'm sorry. But it really isn't because, you know, you're still seeing them every day and you're gonna be having laughs and having fun and get going over ideas. So you really are in relationship with him.
But you don't really see, like, dating until December?
Well, I do see that date. I do see him asking you for dinner and I do see him, you know, for lunch and I see those kind of dates. But it's like, you know, as for like a real, like, you're going to know for sure kind of thing, no, not till December. I don't know why I keep getting, you know, that's really when he's going to get that, yeah, I really like this girl. I want to, you know, have more of a relationship. That's what I get from him, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, but don't worry. It's all good because remember, what you're doing now is making it clearer for him for that decision, you know. So all the lunches, all the dinners, all the things that you're going to be sharing, the moments, the laughter, all the good stuff is really going in his little computer, in a sense, you know, of...
Oh, my gosh. He is so slow.
I know. I told you he's slow. But I like the guy, though. I mean, when I'm feeling to him, he's just so sweet. I mean, he's just somebody who's like, he's kind of slow on the love thing. You know what I mean? He's not one to jump on anything. Or, you know, he's just cautious, you know. And he's not a worldly guy that's had a lot of girls. You know what I mean? Like, he's had some, but I'd say a handful. But, you know, he's not, like, been out there and, you know, partied and stuff. It's just not who he is.
That's really interesting because he's like a DJ. He's a doctor/DJ.
Yeah. So he
really
has
funny.
This side that's a lot of fun, and that's where he needs to go out and play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not, like, he's not a girl's... guy, you know what I mean? Like, he likes people. He's really fun. He's got a lot of in his head a lot, so he doesn't bring it completely down where he can figure it out, you know, fast. You know what I mean? So that's all I'm getting from him.
Well, it's just really funny because I don't know. I have no idea. That's crazy in December.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's, you know, I'm saying by December you will know that you guys are an item. Yeah. So it won't be like it's going to happen, but you're going to say, yes, we're dating, you know. It's going to be clear-cut thing that's what you're doing. So that's really not far long. But in the meantime, it will be all this, like, kind of flirting and dating and all the ings, you know.
It's so far away.
It's all good, you know. It's all good. It's all good, and I think that you coming up a little bit with your energy and would you like to go, you know, do this, and how about we go for a walk or hike, inviting him is really good. So don't be afraid to do that, okay? Because I really get he needs a little help, all right?
He needs a lot of help.
Yeah. But if so, don't be afraid, Gigi. You got it. You can do it. You can just say, hey, you know, I'm going to go for a hike this weekend. You want to come? You know, and he'll say, oh, I'd love to. You know, so don't be afraid to invite him because he needs that. He needs to be invited and feel welcomed, you know what I mean, and feel like he's not pushy. And he's got some reservations about that, you know, even though it just doesn't feel like that when he likes somebody, he doesn't know how to go about it, you know.
That's how I am. I do the opposite.
So you guys are both the same. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you do what you like. You do what you like. So don't be that much alike. Try to be different, okay? So if you normally get shy, don't get shy. Get a little bit more outgoing. Yeah. Just bring yourself out a little bit and say, you know, maybe I'll bring him a cup of coffee this morning. Or maybe, you know, I'll ask him about lunch today. Or, you know, just be more open with him about saying, you want to come? You know. And that's it. And I know that if you do that, he will get the messages a lot sooner than if you just wait. I just know it. You know? I almost see that you have to be a little more aggressive here. I do. Yeah.
Well, he has his time. Like, if some days he's really aggressive and he'll start opening up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'll back away.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. So,
yeah. And that's what I get from
things, let me know.
But that's what I get from him. He just goes open, he goes shut. He goes open, but I do think because you are a lot like that yourself, when you really like them, you get quiet. You know what I mean? So you can't both get quiet. It won't work, you know?
You said in the cards you saw, like, a class or something.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, and I do see that as bringing you guys together. So if there is a workshop coming up, is there something coming up that you guys could do together?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, I want you
to
look for. Yeah, it does feel like that could be what brings you two together. That you go to this. It almost feels like matrix energetic. So I want to say that because I felt that really clearly around you guys. So let's say you go to the workshop and you learn about matrix, and he's a chiropractor, and the guy that teaches it's a chiropractor, and so he may really be interested in that. So it feels like you go to this thing together, and you experience it together, and you have this vibe that you get to do this new thing together on each other. So it's really wonderful. But so I get that these things are coming to you, and these are the things that will start building your friendship and opening you both up so that you won't feel uncomfortable or reserved around him, and he won't feel that way about you, you know?
What about business? Do you see that? Like, what the other cards that you pick?
Well, to turn on the lights, okay, that... And then get over yourself, reach out, and turn on the lights. Yeah, and have fun. Let's see if it'll work. Turn back. That's interesting. And rise and shine. So turn back means there might be something that you could do again that you might have done before as a business idea. You know, teaching a class or something that you would like to do within the business that you have to look back and say, gee, I always wanted to do that, you know. So there's something back that is trying to turn you back into your consciousness that says, yeah, like with the children, you know, setting up some type of child indigo program. I don't know, but it feels like that there's something in you that you wanted to do that you just, you have to just go back and do. And then the business sense would always be there. Let's see. And then put others first. So, of course, that's what you're doing. And then, well, this is interesting. So, thank you again. And then don't share your gifts. Yeah. That is what I would say. So, as for business, I would definitely do... go back in your psyche, because I know there's an idea that you might have had about getting a group together or doing something with children involved with it, and maybe start writing it out and putting it into form. And then, you know, say, you know, we could do this little mini weekend workshop or one-day workshop and see how people react to it. You know, just put it out there. And it feels almost like if you use the Indigo book, do you have the book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do.
You have the book. Go back in the book. Read the book. And in the book, we'll give you some ideas and how people could know that their child's an Indigo child.
Oh, you know what? I know what you're talking about. There was a book that I started writing last year for the Children of Light.
Oh, okay.
And I was thinking about it. I just spoke about it today, about how I would love to have, like, a magazine that's published just for the children,
What a great idea, Pooja.
Yeah.
We need
it
this.
It would be part of the clinic. Yeah. So
well, there you go.
That.
That is really what they're saying. So that's an old idea that's brought up again, that's coming forward. So they're saying now's the time to do that. Absolutely. I see. And, you know, now's the time to do anything to let people know about what Indigo Kids are about. Because, you know, people still don't know. And they don't know. They don't know that they're an indigo. And so what we need to do is maybe use different words, like, you know, crystalline children or light being children. You know, I've heard many explain it differently, but it is the same thing. It's about really understanding the eight, you know, and eight sensory people, they're calling them now. And so I think that for parents that don't know about this, it would be really helpful for them on how that different things will work on their children, you know, than the regular disciplines or the regular ways of teaching, too. So I have a feeling that if that is what you're going to be writing about, this is good, you know.
Awesome. But yeah. Do you really see business kind of taking off? Like, it's like, I've been working on the foundation for a while now, and I feel like I'm finally set, and I'm hoping that it just takes off this summer.
Well, yeah, but, you know, once you start writing about it, and if you do start doing the newsletter and all that, then it is going to take off because more people will read about it, too, you know? It's almost like the taking off is what you've already done, you know? You're already there. That was a big move. And so now it's just really organizing this everyday thing so that it gets busier and busier and busier. So it's like a, you know, one foot in front of the other kind of thing. So yeah, I definitely see it doing that.
Okay.
You know.
Awesome.
You know.
Really.
Yeah, I do. And that's what you have to know. Even though it's a small change, or it has been a big change for you, Pooja. You know, it has. Huge. I mean, from,
a lot of trust
from like
too,
from the
really.
Last reading we had a year ago, I don't even know, a while ago to now, so much has changed. All of it has kind of maneuvered itself right to where you're supposed to be. So
yeah.
I do see that big change has already happened. So yeah, you know, just accept that yeah, you're right where you're supposed to be, and what would you do right from this point is to elaborate more on what you couldn't do before. You know, you didn't have the people before to bring up those issues, you know, in your last position. So now you can bring them in this one and it will work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so get your books out and get what you weren't able to do then. Sometimes, you know, that's what you have to know, that the timing wasn't right for those things then. So that's why that card, Turn Back, came. It was really trying to say, turn back into your past and bring some of the ideas that you had then into the present now, because we're ready for them.
I got it.
You got it?
Do you remember the building you saw for me that you always see?
Oh, yes. Yes.
When you said December, that's what I thought about was the building. And I kind of thought.
And the yellow building with the picket fence, I know. You know that this feels, when I see you holding a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like more of a house that you're in. It feels like a house. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because during lunch today, we were both, I'm looking for a new home, and so is he. And so it was just weird because he said, yeah, I want to buy a home too. And so it was just strange because that's what I kept seeing was that house.
I know.
So maybe it's more of a home than a business.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you have a baby in your arms, and it's that's what I keep seeing. You and this guy and a baby in your arms. And it's like this. And then I see this yellow, like it looks like an old barn, a farmhouse kind of thing with a picket fence. Like it's beautiful with beautiful trees around it. So it kind of has like land, and it's a beautiful spot. It feels like, you know, like I've only been to some parts of Florida, but it feels like I'm in Napa, you know, or that kind of vibe, you know.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, but it feels like that to me when I'm looking at it, you know. So that's the vibe I get, you know, and I keep
seeing
every...
But you don't feel like the business building?
This image every single time I talk to you, I see that. It shows back up again. It's like a flip card. That's how it is. Okay, so I'm getting you're working towards that. That there is, that is like... a vision of the future that I keep seeing, just like us, you know, we saw him coming. This is just another vision of that, you know. Yeah. It's a ride, Pooja, and you're on it, and it's a good one.
I hope so. It's kind of scary. It's a little scary.
Don't rush the ride. You know, it's good to not know too much, because then you're not anticipating it all.
Yeah,
so I always think just let it go and let it flow, and then it will be absolutely what it's supposed to be, you know. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there are these main visions that, you know, that are there around people, and they just are, you know. So it doesn't feel like it's going to happen tomorrow, but I feel like it's so solidly around you that it's going to happen, you know.
Cool. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetie. Have a
Thank
wonderful
you.
Day tomorrow. Okay?
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. You
Thank
too.
You,
Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're in Heart Soul. Who am I talking to? Hello?
Hello?
It's a 849 number? Hello? All right. I'm going to go to the next one. 916, you're on Heart and Soul. Who am I talking to?
Hi, Patty. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How you doing today?
Oh, I was so anxious, hoping you would take my call. I have just been going through a lot lately, and it seems like every time I get on my feet, the rug is just like pulled under me, and I got to start all over again. So I'm wondering, you know, are things going to get better, or do you see more turbulence, or what's coming up?
All right, let's see. All right, I'll use these cards then. Oh, your first card, clear the fog. Yeah, well, that usually is when you're right in the middle of it. You are in the
yeah.
fog, and you know you just don't know what the next move is going to be. So, and then the second card is you are safe, which and then reach out. So what really they're giving you an indicator of like, once you get clear, once you kind of get settled from all the disruption that's happened. And you know that you're safe and that things are, you're not doomed and you're not, you know, but there's no negative thing around you. You really, and if there is, I want you to clear it, okay? Because sometimes
okay.
that is true. And then reach out. So when I see this, it's reaching out. It's reaching out to the people that are positive, that are loving, and it looks like to be the child again, to accept the help that, you know, is around you, is what this card is talking about. So, you know, if there's a church or a group that's a support group that can support your spirit, that can kind of help you, in a sense, get back vibed up again. You know, because sometimes it feels like the more you've gotten disappointed with life's journey, the more your spirit is getting a little depleted. So, what I would say is to reach out, to be the child again, to find support groups that help you grow. You know. And then celebrate you, it says. So that's a good card. That's to really remember that this is your life, this very moment. You aren't what you do as much as what you think about yourself, right? So to me, it's ultimately saying, how are you feeling about you? So if you are feeling less than or feeling, you know, disappointed in what's been going on, then it's really some good time for you to clear away all that, because that's not true, and to celebrate you. Because you are just the most beautiful, shining example, you know, of what the Creator intended. So that's what you have to know. And then it says, share your gifts. So a lot of times if you're doing a job that your gifts are not being given, it could be why it's not working out, you know. Because this is the acceleration of the 11. So when you are kind of just doing a job, these jobs are just kind of falling to the waste, and you really are given an opportunity when you're not working to see what it is that you really would like to do. That is your gift. So, and that is what you know. So, and then it says, seek an expert. So, okay, so if you have a gift, and when you see seek an expert, it means that there could be some education around this that would bring you to a higher level of really, you know, getting your gift to be something that you could do in the world. So maybe learning a new thing. And then call your spirit home. That's the last card. That's a really good one. When you have had a lot of turmoil, a lot of times your spirit gets lost. And the Native Americans do this great one. They really do. They stand in the middle of, you know, the woods, and they scream, and they say, "I call my spirit home." You know, I did this work mm-hmm. with a Native American, and it was the most powerful work I ever did, is to say those words, "I call my spirit home," and really mean it, and, you know, bring it right into your soul again. And so really what I get this read is about is that you really have been in the fog, you know, uh-huh. a little, you know, in the fog and kind of being tossed around a little. So we really just want you to regain your power again first, and then from your power, get back into really what it is that your gifts are. And to me, it feels like education will bring you to being able to do it. So if it's like really learning something, I will see language around you. Do you speak another language?
No.
Have you ever wanted to?
I've tried to learn, but it's just like I'm challenged. I can't seem to pick it up. Uh-huh. You know, as I grew up, my parents both spoke another language. All my relatives, my okay. cousins as adults have learned, but I've never been able to learn a second language. Uh-huh. I don't know. I'm challenged that way for some reason.
Yeah, but I don't think it's too far from you learning it. I really don't. I get that, you know. It's right there. Maybe because of your parents speaking this language and having this language already in you, kind of thing. It's something that you could do. It feels like, and I feel like when I'm around you, I am in another country, and I'm learning another language.
Mm-hmm.
So the vibe might be that you take a trip, that you take the journey back to where your parents were from or something like that, and you will be immersed in this language, and you're going to start picking it up. But it feels like that's coming to you soon, you know, within at least the next 6 months. There's going to be an opportunity to do this. And I would do it. Absolutely. Maybe you're going to be taking... It feels almost like a family thing, that you're going to be taking a parent back, or, you know, that wants to go, and you'll be the chaperone or something like that. So just be aware that this is coming your way, and it's going to be a great experience for you. So, and it feels like they're actually going to pay for your ticket, and it's not going to cost you very much other than the fact
that's that even better.
Yeah, it feels like they're going to say, "Oh, would you come? And you're going to go, "Yeah, sure." You know, and it's going to be just this great thing. But be available to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
To them, you know, or to, it almost feels like a sister or something around you too, but it feels like a family group going, and it's going to come soon. So I do get that this is the new vibe, this is the new experiences for you to get out of your comfort zone of what you used to do and do something different, you know. So this is totally coming your way. As for work. Yeah, I don't see it happening quite as soon as you'd like. It's like money around you. Is there any kind of banking job? There's something that you would be working with, finances?
No, I'm in nursing.
Is there any way that this could be a position, a job like as a manager or like a staff, like organizing things more so than being the nurse?
No, that's all I've done is nursing.
Yeah. Well, then maybe it's the... it could be an estate that I'm seeing. I definitely see you going over money and finances here. So it could be an estate that's coming. You know, when you become the executor of something or that you're mm-hmm. going to have to go through finances like that. That's what I keep getting. Well, just hold that one out then. Hold that one out because I feel like there was something that you'll be doing around finances and executing and, you know, it feels like breaking. It feels like money, and this is interesting, is coming to you. So it does feel like.
That's interesting. That's the second person that's told me that recently.
Yeah.
That was like the first thing she said, "I see money around you."
Yeah, I know. I don't know. You know, it could be it could be from a family member leaving you it or something like that. So there's something that's coming that definitely, or it could be, it doesn't feel like you're aware of it, but that you were left an estate kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, That is really something that it's going to help, you know, give you some leeway on not having to work right away, you know what I mean? Or keeping the job going all the time so you can take these breaks and travel a little. But that does feel like that. Is it important to you right now, important to your spirit, to kind of get away?
You know, that's very interesting because I have been wishing, I've been working so hard at work overtime, you know, and that type of thing, and I've been wishing, I was like, gosh, I really wish I could take a vacation. Mm-hmm. But the way this wish has come about has been in a negative way because they gave me a forced vacation because I'm having problems at work.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, I wished for some time off, and now I have the time off, but this is not the way I wanted it.
Oh, I know. But it's okay. Yeah. It's all good. It's going to be fun. And the vacation was important for you, and the time off is really important to you. To just regroup and have some fun, you know, and it could be simple. And I get that if you, you know, start to hang out with your family and all, this trip is going to come up. Absolutely. And I feel like I'm in an old country, you know, it's like very cobblestone place. I don't know. I'm hearing it. And so I almost want to say Rome, but, you know, it feels like Mexico, too, so I'm not really sure where I am. But I get it's an old kind of vibe country that I'm in, and it's a lot of fun. And it's an exploration, and you will start to pick up this language. So I really get that you have to just sit with this as the gift that it is, you know, because you did ask for this one, you know.
And
how
I did.
And how it showed up is irrelevant. You know, my husband, get this one, he was a pilot. And I was pregnant. I was about 6 months pregnant when he takes off on a flight. And we were living in Hawaii. And he said, you know, I'm really tired of working, Patty. I wish I could just hang out with you. And wouldn't you know, that night he had a heart attack.
Oh, my goodness.
And he is. He stayed home. He's been home since I had my son, and he's been an awesome dad, and everything was just fine. I mean, he, you know, made it through the heart attack,
right,
and had bypass and all that. And his wish was exactly what he got. And it was, you know, devastating,
right.
to the, you know, but it really didn't. It gave him exactly what his heart was wanting, was the time to be with his family, yeah.
But you know what, Patty? I've been asking for love, too, and that has not appeared.
Oh. But, you know, the time that you're going to be giving yourself right now is really about giving that time to finding a relationship, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you were going to be, like, you know, doing something that when you're working you couldn't do, now you will be able to take the classes to go, you know, check things out. And to me, I just know that if you can just experience this as a chosen thing instead of something did to you, then you're going to turn this all around to work for you energetically. You know what I mean? So it's how you're looking at it. If I say, okay, you asked for this, oh, and then you say, yeah. Now, that feels different than somebody did this to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Yeah.
Automatic.
Yeah. You're making a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
you
your
are still not the victim of this. You are the orchestrator
right.
of this. And so I know that because I see energy, and that's what I see, that you're a great you manifest things rapidly. So when you think of things, they happen. So you have to know how powerful you are. So then you can take that power and start to work with it in the relationship area too. And then so now that you know that you're this powerful, then you can say, okay, universe, I am open and ready to meeting the perfect gentleman to be on the journey with me for the rest of my life, and that's the next thing you ask for. But be very clear that you are asking for it, you know. And so, you know, it really is the amazing thing that, you know, this is how quickly and how rapidly things are moving. You know, it's so funny because, like, I'll be thinking of someone. I'm doing the laundry. All of a sudden, I'm thinking of someone I haven't talked to in, like, 5 years. The phone rings, and it's them. You know, mm-hmm. And it's really that quick that, you know, I thought to myself, I should have written that down. nobody would believe me, you know. And I was like, wow, that's amazing you just called, you know. So it's happening at that rapid pace that our thoughts and our intentions are moving us along to get to the real core of where we want to be. Because we don't have the time to waste. If the job was not making you happy, you had to get out of there. If the people were crazy and miserable, you had to get out of there. You know what I mean? So it was ultimately the gift that you were given to move out to where it wasn't supporting your spirit, you know? And so that's ultimately the reason that things are changing and really rapidly. Like, marriages are breaking up. It's just an amazing ride, you know, right now.
Right, right.
So if you're not in the right place and your spirit is not being, you know, and appreciated, and you're not, you know, really excited about what you're doing and where you are, it's going to change. And that's really, you can be sure of that. That's all I know. That's what I've been watching and seeing and experiencing myself. So it's really about fine-tuning the power that you have within yourself that knows that whatever you say goes. Because, you know, the universe, and I always believe this, God works for me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
He does. He works for me. And I work for him. But we are in communication all the time. So whatever, you know, is my heart's desire is going to be manifested and at a rapid pace. So that's what I know. So if you really, at your heart's level, are really ready for a relationship, and not from your mind, but from your heart and your soul, that's when it happens. Because, you know, I hear a lot of...
Can you explain to me something?
Yeah.
Okay. You know how I've been saying, you know, I'm trying to manifest a relationship and this and that. But energetically, what's been happening is that people from my past keep coming back. And I'm like, okay, I haven't heard from this person in 2 years. Why are they showing up? You know, like, oh, are you still single? You know, and blah, 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 blah type of thing.
Yeah.
Or ex-boyfriends. And it's just like to the point of like, it's crazy because I talk to my friends. I'm like, this is really strange. I've never heard somebody have so many exes come back. And I said, I know, and I'm trying to clear everybody out so the right person can come in. So I don't understand why that's happening.
Well,
to me.
Remember, that channel was open at one time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you open channels up in yourself, any streams, anything that was once can be opened again. You know, it's like you've had tubes, energetic tubes to all these people, right? So now you open up the main tube, right? Like, I'm just going to visualize, you have a main energy tube. You turn that up. Now all the streams that come out from that tube will start to vibrate. So everything in the past will start to vibrate, and anything, and it goes out into the future too, but it will go out and it will actually vibrate into the past as well. So it's like the matrix, you know, what we're learning is that, you know, everything is energy. Everything is dimensional work. So everything happens at different levels. The past is a different level. But when you vibrate at a level of openness, then you vibrate at a level that can connect back to the past too. So I think that that's one thing you have to realize. That's just showing you just the pattern of energy.
That's where part of my confusion and fog was coming from, because I was thinking, okay, well, I shut this person out. Am I supposed to rekindle that because they're coming back? I mean, that's what was part of my confusion.
Well, I think that if they came back and there was interest in your spirit to get to know this person again or give them a second look, then you would know that. And maybe that is why they showed up again, to either complete, you know, something or to show you that things had changed. So I would never negate it, but I would, you know, unless there was really something clear that you were like, oh, no, this didn't work then and it doesn't work now. And if it was that clear to you at that moment, then, yeah, absolutely, it's just what it is. But if it came up as quickly as you is in your quest, in your sense, in your wanting for a relationship, and then these relationships came up, then it could be the universe saying, look at this one again. Look at this one and see, check this one out on a different vibration, because you are a different person now too, right? These are past.
It's very interesting that you say that, because I have literally like written something out or wished something, and 30 seconds later this person will call, and I'm like, wow, that was fast.
Yeah, that's
like you were saying, I manifest that
you
quickly.
You are so fast. This is how fast it's working, and that's I love to even play with it. You know, I love to play with this because I know it's so. You know.
Right.
And if once you know it, then you really are watching what you say.
Yes.
You know?
I really am.
You know,
yes.
I really don't even do like, I really watch even how I say anything about my body or anything about the state of my mind or my body. And you know, like women get into this framework, oh, well, I'm 50. You know, that's, yeah, weight is a normal thing. You know, that happens. And they actually, then that creates the very thing that you don't want. So I really am watching anything and everything that I say to myself. That's because I do know how powerful it is. I really do. Mm-hmm. And
now
so
you were
like,
talking earlier about energetics or matrix or levels? I didn't catch all that. What was all that about?
Well, the energetics, matrix energetics is actually, you can go online if you'd like and look it up. It's a new technique in healing. And Dr. Bartlett says there are 21 dimensions or levels of healing. And
okay.
Each healing has a different state of, in a sense, energy where things are. So like 17, 16, you know, different vibrations are at different levels of energy systems. And when you start to know the 21 levels, you know where you are, like your body will take you to different dimensions to get healed or to get an answer or to see your guru or to go into the future. Or, you know, I mean, they're all different dimensions that you will go to get these answers that you are looking for. So
it's very
really
interesting because I actually have that book.
Do you? I love him. He's just so wonderful.
And I read it when it first came out, and I haven't read it since. Yeah.
I just did 1, 2, and 3, and I'm going to do 4, in San
mm-hmm.
Diego. And I'm like, it's just the most amazing, and it's just so right on. And
yeah.
And I think that's where we're going, you know, with healing. We're accelerating at a high level that we don't have to do so much. Actually, we don't do anything. That's what he talks about, is that you don't heal anybody. What you do is you are tuning them into the frequency where they no longer have their illness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all it is.
Yeah, that book when I first read it, I was like,
yeah. And it really is so profound. I do a lot of people over the phone, and they call me, you know, and the next thing I get is I'm out of pain. I haven't been out of pain in, you know, 5
mm-hmm.
years. So this is working at such an amazing fast rate that it's so great, you know, because I'm a therapist. I've been doing it for a long time, and I'd see a patient for 2 hours. And now if I do a matrix on them, I do like 20 minutes. And they're fit. In a sense, things have changed. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the change. And that's all you really are looking at, not in the intention of healing them, but the intention
mm-hmm.
of moving them out from one dimension to another where it doesn't exist. That's all.
Well, I think I'm going to definitely reread that
Go
book.
Go read it, yeah.
Direction,
you know, and I know that if there's a workshop, you would just love it, because a lot of nurses are getting into the matrix. It's really
amazing.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. You know, I love nursing, but I'm mm-hmm. to the point where I don't like giving people pill after pill.
Oh,
it gets
no.
frustrating.
It's
yeah.
And you know what? You are at such a high frequency right now. I think that you could totally be, you know, ready for this. You do have to kind of get ready for the matrix, you know. You know if it's too far out, and then eventually it's not, you know. And eventually you get it. Oh, yeah, that's really what's happening to me, is that, you know, so you get to actually live within the matrix of the energy that he's talking about, so that when you go to the workshop, you understand it much more on a personal level, you know. So I had heard about it like 2 years ago, but then all of a sudden I was ready to do it, you know. And so I get that maybe you're ready to do it. Check it out. Go on Matrix Energy.
Yes,
you got
definitely.
The book. And, you know, maybe that is ultimately what you called in to know. Is that
would
exactly.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Because I read it like 2 years ago
yeah.
and just, you know, was amazed by it. And now I'm getting tired of this part of the nursing. And that sounds perfect, actually.
I think it is.
Yeah.
You know, they're not that expensive for what you learn and what
mm-hmm.
you get to experience. And in a sense, how you regain your power again. Because that's what the cards were really trying to say. Clear the fog, regain your power, you know, get centered and do all that. And that particular workshop would really do that for you.
Great. Thank you so much.
All right. Have a great night.
You too.
To bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're in Heart and Soul. Who are we talking to? 972?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey. Hi, Patty. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I have a question for you. This morning, I took my nursing license examination,
uh-huh.
and right after, you know, computer shut down, and I received a message, and say, "Okay, congratulations, you passed." Yeah,
you did.
You know, I'm psychic too. So,
uh-huh.
but you know, but however, mm-hmm. I do some kind of trick. About, you know, try to compare, because I had to wait 1 month to get a result, official result.
Uh-huh.
I'm not so sure. Yeah, I passed or not.
Oh, you did. Yeah, absolutely. This is your last time for that test. You don't have to take it again. You know, That's it. I know you took in a lot already. So, no, this is your last time. No, and it says, let's see what the cards do say, just to see.
It's an ace high.
Yes, there we go, yeah. Okay, and it does say that, yeah, you are safe. I just pulled that card. You are safe. That's a good one. Love it.
Yeah, because I just wonder, because a lot of people say about like some kind of tricking, you know, the website, if you pass, the website didn't allow you to register another one, which I came home, I did a test. The pop-up message say, okay, you know, they won't allow me to register another one. However, I came back from the dinner with my sister, and then it went to the credit card. So I thought, okay, I failed again. So I was wondering, so desperate.
You're fine. No, you're fine. And then it really does say, then I did take a breather, which is great. You'll be able to not be so worried and stressed about that, you know, not studying anymore and all that. So the next card was share your gifts, which is nursing, and then invest in your spirit. So it's moving you along in the reading, which makes me know that things are fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Because I want to do, you know, the healing work and to be the light worker, to be helping others along with my career. So
yeah, well, you will be able to, and also you'll be able to make some money with being an RN, which is great. So
yeah,
it's going to definitely help in every picture. I mean, it's funny, some people are going into nursing and some people are leaving nursing, so it's really about, so that's great. So there's a turnover, you know, the nurses are ready to do more light work and more healing work, that because they've been doing the regular nursing, and now the new nurses are going to come in and bring in some of that energy, you know, to the hospital. So that's great. But
yeah,
bless you, love, it's going to be fine. Yeah.
Yeah, do you see me in which field? Because I want to learn maybe like a pediatrician or maybe OBGYN. But some say I will go to end up with a nursing home. So do you see me, which field will it be for me?
Yeah, with children or with elderly, huh?
I want with children. But
yeah,
however,
I think I would, you know, for your energy, I would like to see you. It feels like children would be a better match for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think elderly may be a little bit depressing for you, you know?
Yeah.
I really do. Yeah. I think that would be too depressing for you because you need light spirits around you. You really do. You need light and bright and new spirits around you. That is your that will make your spirit happy, you know?
So do you see me? I can get a job?
Yeah. It feels like you. I feel like you're in a big institution when I look around you. It feels like a hospital, and maybe you will be kind of a nurse wherever they, like a floating kind of nurse for a while. But that will be good because you'll get some experience, you know.
Okay.
But it does feel like if you say you'd like to be in a specific area, they will put you there, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, if children are the thing. So if there is an option for you to be, you know, an OBG, you know, on the floor where the newborns are, I want you to go there because that's where you need to be.
Good. Thank you. Thank
all right,
you.
Love.
So
blessings.
Don't worry,
and good luck. I'm so happy for you. Just know that you're fine. Okay, honey?
Okay.
Right,
thank
love.
You very much.
Blessings.
Thank you.
Blessings. Bye-bye. Well, thank you, everyone, for calling in. We are up. Our time is up. And I'm going to be on the Cosmic Tara tomorrow night. You can punch up. It's from 7 to 9. So if I didn't get to read you tonight, please call in tomorrow. And we always have a lot of fun. We'll hope to talk to you then. Much love, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.